head up a happy wakambo kushuta muntu aliyenza mawa makakuta ningai vale bwanja.
Know that I'm not a regular, I'm not a regular. You know you, I'm not a regular. I'm not a regular, I'm not a regular. You know you, I'm not a regular. Know that I'm not a regular, I'm not a regular. You know you, I'm not a regular. I'm not a regular, I'm not a regular.
From Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The commissioning of a 100-megawatt solar power plant by President Hichilema has cheered Chisamba residents. Government has empowered Matero constituents with over 11 million CDF loans since 2022. In international news, at least 7 people have been killed during a recent anti-government protest in Togo. In sports, Zambia's Mines United FC have hired Christopher Tembo as their new head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Several residents of Chisamba have gathered in large numbers to witness the commissioning of a 100-megawatt solar power plant by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking in an interview with Parson News, the residents expressed their joy and optimism, highlighting that the new solar plant is set to significantly boost economic development both within Chisamba and across the country. They emphasize that the project has already had a positive impact on the community, as many locals were employed during the installation phase, providing much-needed job opportunities. They said the commissioning of the solar plant is a huge milestone in the country's commitment to sustainable energy and economic growth.
Pokupokelela project nga solar plant kuno kumfumba chief chamka kota twakwete amaka futi aya malight sono mbana tukwa tensa sana kabiri na kusana na mbi project kuri solar plant kwati ile balepo kulunda po ukuti ila na babo omsi abengi futi bakengire so tuli abansa sana kuno ku kunchendesu ya ba chief chamuka kuri ba edman kafunga rubala kuri ba bulemu kabiri kuri ba shpunga kabiri kuri ba mingochi na ma edman zabengi aba tupalamine. So tuli abansa sana echi alingo kuta tuise tuve nomba tuijano obwali pa kusikubwerero kuta tuise tumwene kise usichishinka
bana mayo na efeto a it's a benefit because of any business so twa yo wakwata sya zeno mayo watans kayalenda so twale kwa tenda lama twale kwa nshokuria na bana kashiba ali bomba na ba ume bali bomba so tule totela sana na ile development.
Power FM Kawe has been awarded for reporting and hosting programs that promote the fight against climate change. The Best ICT Award was given to the radio station for using information and technology to educate the general public on climate change and its negative effects. This was during the Central Province Agriculture and Commercial Show held at Godfrey Uka Chitalu Stadium under the theme Adapting to Climate Change. And Power FM Kawe Assistant Station Manager Mwanga Nkonde thanked the organizers for recognizing the effort that Power FM is putting in place to help in fighting climate change. In another development, the Lusaka City Council has disbursed over 11 million kwacha in Constituency Development Fund loans to beneficiaries in Matera Constituency between 2022 and 2025. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe says a total of 242 local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, clubs and individual businesses have received support through this initiative aimed at steering inclusive economic development in the constituency. He said this sustained investment highlights the government's ongoing commitment to empowering communities by creating economic opportunities, stimulating local enterprises, and improving livelihoods.
By supporting grassroots initiatives, the council seeks to unlock the economic potential of material residents and contribute meaningfully to the broader development of the city of Lusaka. The city council therefore remains committed in its mission to utilize the CDF as a catalyst for progress across all 7 constituencies, ensuring every resident has the access to the resources and opportunities they need to thrive.
Technology expert Brian Kashiwa has raised serious concerns about Zambia's deteriorating internet connectivity, warning that it is hampering productivity and frustrating users across the country. In an interview, Mr. Kashiwa noted that unstable internet connections are causing even simple online tasks to take significantly longer. He also highlighted the poor quality of both internet and voice call services being delivered by providers. Mr. Kashiwa urged the government to take a more active role by engaging directly with network operators to tackle these challenges. He pointed out that the rapid increase in internet users is likely overwhelming Zambia's outdated infrastructure, which has not kept pace with growing demand. Mr. Kashiwa called on service providers to urgently expand and upgrade their networks to meet rising user needs. In international news, at least 7 people have been killed and many more injured during recent anti-government protests in Togo's capital, Lome, according to preliminary figures provided by civil groups on Sunday. We monitored African news.
Supporters were over recent constitutional reforms that could cement President Fronya Sinbe's long hold on power. Videos emerged showing apparent abuses by security forces, according to civic groups. Police fired tear gas in several neighborhoods of Lome and reportedly used batons to beat protesters, severely injuring some, according to footage that appeared to be from the scene. Internet access across the West African nation was also restricted, with social media platforms functioning intermittently. Civil society groups and social media influencers had called for protests on July 26, 27 and 28 after the government's clampdown on protests early this month. Fronya Sinbe, who has ruled since 2005 following his father's death, was sworn in May as president of the Council of Ministers. The powerful role has no official term limits and is eligible to be re-elected by parliament indefinitely. Opposition politicians have denounced the move as a constitutional coup.
Still in international news, the Kenyan mask vendor who was shot at close range by a police officer during a protest has been declared brain dead, his family announced on Sunday. Doctors at Kenyatta National Hospital revealed that Kariuki's family on Sunday that his brain stem is no longer functioning. We monitored African News.
That 22-year-old Boniface Kariuki, a hawker like his father, was holding a packet of face masks and is believed to have been caught up in confrontation with two officers in Nairobi as hundreds of protesters clashed with police. As it stands, the family is waiting for the doctors to officially declare him clinically dead. One officer who had concealed his face with a mask shot him at close range in the head as he walked away. The protests in the capital followed tensions over the death of a blogger, Albert Ojwang, who was found dead while in custody at the central police station.
A very sad development there. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
The fresh news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.